每早晨，这都是新的。神的诚实极其广大。亲爱的听友，弟兄姊妹，早安！欢迎收听中英文双语灵修每日眷语。
6月11日，敢于不同。耶稣又对众人说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，天天背起他的十字架来跟从我。路加福音9章23节。几年前，我有幸能在西点军校美丽的哥特式礼拜堂讲道。教堂里座无虚席，这些年轻人聚精会神地聆听耶稣基督的福音，看着这些坚定地甘愿奉献自己的年轻面孔，这些美国青年的精英，我不禁想起耶稣的门徒。主对门徒的要求是严苛的、艰苦的、难以做到的。主说要舍己，背起十字架，受逼迫，甚至死亡。主说，如果你不愿意忍受这些，你就不配做我的门徒。当我们的国家犯罪、败坏、奸淫、酗酒、不敬、通奸、被盗等日益增多，无数的基督徒已经忘记了圣经的话，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，天天背起他的十字架。我们的主把自己的门徒分别为圣，不属于这个世界。在耶稣的时代，很多人自称虔诚，实际上却非常世俗，穿着宗教的外衣，却一心归属这个世界，一个由黑暗王子掌管的世界，一个充满骄傲、野心、仇恨、嫉妒、贪婪和谎言的世界。耶稣警告自己的门徒要遵守主的教训和原则，他要求门徒追求上面的事。主也告诫他们，还会遇到很多的凶险，如果不效法这个世界的原则和实践而跟随基督，他们很快就会被贴上标签。主还告诉门徒，世界会憎恨他们，如果他们沉沦在世界里，就不可能发出光芒。只有住在基督里，由圣灵来掌管，才能提升这个世界。基督徒团体的能力和进步取决于他们是效法这个世界，还是效法耶稣基督。效法世界还是效法基督，这两种生活有着天壤之别。早期基督徒的生活给充满异教徒的一世纪带来了巨大影响，使成千上万的人接受了基督信仰，因为他们的思想行为都优异于当时的世人。我们基督徒就应该敢于与世界迥然不同。让我们一起祷告。天父，求你用圣灵充满我们，赐给我们能力，使我们的生命不同于这个世界，并让我们向周围沉沦在这个世界里的人们诉说你的良善。奉耶稣基督的圣名，阿们。
您现在收听到的是中英文双语灵修每日眷语。
June 11th, Dare to be different. If any man wants to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. Luke 9:23.Some years ago, it was my privilege to speak in the beautiful Gothic chapel at West Point. The chapel was filled, and those young people listened earnestly to the gospel of Jesus Christ. As I looked out upon those determined, dedicated young faces, who are the cream of American youth, I could not help but think of Jesus' disciples. He made it tough, hard, and rugged to follow him. He talked about self-denial, cross-bearing, persecution, and even death. He said, "If you are not willing to endure these things, then you are not worthy to be my follower." While our nation is involved with an increase of crime, immorality, adultery, drunkenness, irreverence, infidelity, and open apostasy, millions of professing Christians have forgotten the word of Scripture that says, "If any man wants to follow me, let him take up his cross daily." Our Lord regarded his followers as a select company who belonged to a different world from other men. Many of the religious people of his day were worldlings, dressed in religious garb that belonged to this world, a world ruled by the Prince of Darkness, a world dominated by pride, ambition, hate, jealousy, greed, and falsehood. He warned the disciples to be loyal to his teachings, principles. He told them that they were to set their affection on things above. He also warned them that they would find things exceedingly difficult, refusing to conform to worldly principles and practices and living under the lordship of Christ, they would soon become marked men. He told them that the world would hate them. They could not make their light shine by sinking to the world's low level. It was only by abiding in Christ and living under the ruling power of His Holy Spirit that they could elevate the world. The power and progress of the Christian society would depend on its unlikeness to the world and its likeness to Jesus Christ. It was this very reason that the distinction between the lives of those who live for this world and those who live for Christ was so clear that a very deep impression was made on the pagan society of the first century in which the early Christians lived. They influenced thousands to embrace the Christian faith because they outthought, outlived, and outloved their neighbors. We Christians should dare to be different. Let us pray. Father, fill us and empower us with your Holy Spirit so that we can live the lives that stand out and speak to your goodness to the lost world around us. In Jesus' name.